Cosmic Law. There are certain activities of the sacred fire being released to mankind now, which were formerly not permitted by the great cosmic law. They were only given to those who qualified and secured entrance to the retreats of the masters. Through a special dispensation, this instruction has been permitted to be given to mankind en masse. Through the release of waves of cosmic light, and then its constant increase, many actions of the law in regard to manifestations for mankind have changed. The cosmic law itself does not change, but phases of the law to produce results or manifestations and means of operation and application are changed at certain cycles to suit the consciousness of mankind. Therefore, certain phases of occult laws formerly used have become obsolete under this new dispensation. Within the last 30 years, many actions of the cosmic law have been changed. Much has been explained and clarified and is now known, which was not permitted before. Occult means hidden, and secrecy is not the order of the new age. The constant release of cosmic light is one reason for this instruction being permitted at this time. This is a point not understood by some occult students, so they may feel that the giving forth of certain instruction to the public is overstepping the bounds. Because of the great need and the closing of cycles, the Ascended Master Saint Germain was enabled to secure a dispensation to release this instruction which he had formulated on the inner planes during the last few centuries. He then began to draw together life streams in embodiment with whom he had close connections and with whom he had worked through the centuries. Many responded, and of course many did not for one reason or another. As these students made the calls in groups, particularly, and individually, more and more cosmic light was released. This enabled certain phases of the law not heard of before to be set into action. At the half-yearly council at the Grand Teton Conclave, January 1, 1931, the old occult law was set aside. Cosmic fundamental law never changes, but its means of presentation, application, and manifestation is changed according to the needs and status of mankind's consciousness from cycle to cycle. Certain phases have been taught by all the various esoteric teachings or orders through the centuries. This is the understanding Jesus had, as well as every great teacher or avatar, taught secretly to those close to them or to those who could understand. Jesus said, "I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father in me that doeth the works," indicating that God was the doer and not the outer or personal self, the ego or body. Now who was the Father he referred to? It was this individualized God presence that says, "I am." It was not just an abstract idea or principle, but a being of whom he was aware, to whom he could call or invoke, and who worked through him, manifesting the miracles and God qualities. Jesus knew his mission and the example of the ascension he was to leave to mankind. He said, "These things I have done, ye shall also do," and in that he also meant the ascension, which is the goal of every life stream. However, mankind through the centuries have had their attention on and stressed the crucifixion, which they are experiencing and outpicturing now, instead of the ascension, showing that what the attention is on, we draw unto us or become. That is law, a scientific fact. When you give your attention to a thing, your life energy feeds into that. Your attention makes the connection, and on that attention, the quality with which you connect comes back into your world. As an example, take an automobile accident, which many people have experienced. For hours or days afterward, such an experience is uppermost in their consciousness. Some even become ill from it. Now, if it can be done with a destructive quality, the same law applies in a constructive way. Therefore, when we learn of our own individualized presence of God and the masters who have become one with it, we can draw their qualities into our worlds instead of destructive qualities. There is much good in every teaching and religion. In each are many universal and essential elements. Each one was planned on the inner planes by the world teacher and those in charge of that activity before it was brought forth into the outer world. Each one presented a certain portion of the law in a comprehensible way and in a manner adaptable to that time. Through the centuries, of course, many human concepts have crept in and beclouded the truth. Yet we should be open-minded and alert enough to recognize the truth in each one or wherever we come across it. It is said, truth is its own defense. But it must come through human effort in the human realm. Truth from the human standpoint means the action of human qualities as understood among mankind. In order to attain mastery, one need not acquire all knowledge of a universal scheme of things, but one must definitely have certain understanding, application, and discipline before he can manifest mastery. Some people have been taught that they may not ask anything of God or the law for themselves. This evidently originally meaning gratification of self, or wholly personal desires, is correct. To be of greatest service or to do work well done, certain requirements are essential. Since mankind is in these limitations and the law requires the call from the human realm, it is not wrong to call for what is required for service and to enable one to live a better life. We have to get over the old occult idea that we can't use knowledge of perfection to help ourselves. They certainly had to in retreats. When admitted, for instance, to the retreat at Luxor, they had to draw forth from within their own light what was required, such as food. If they didn't, they would starve. Now it is different. We are given the knowledge right out here in the outer world, which was formerly given only in retreats. Instead of having to precipitate everything direct from the universal, we are taught how to make application. By calling the presence into action, one can cause to be drawn to himself the things required, which are already physically manifested. The presence, as the governor of the universe, can manipulate and adjust conditions and circumstances to give one what is required in the service to life. That is a form of precipitation, but a slower process than instantly condensing it from the universal. This power is only one small part of the law, and not so important from the inner standpoint. This is law. We are dealing with law, the law of energy and vibration, not someone's opinions, concepts, or theories, but law, universal and cosmic law, which is impersonal, that never did and cannot fail. If one action or phase of it failed, it would throw the universe into chaos. It can no more fail than the universe can stop its action. The cosmic law is an activity directed by cosmic beings. When one thinks it does not work, or it seems not to work, it is because it has not been applied properly or correctly or sufficiently. It is not just a matter of saying so many words or saying them so many times, but a matter of releasing enough energy or a feeling that releases the currents from the presence which produces the manifestations. This is law, and law is law. When one gets the feeling that it does not work, that he has applied the law and it didn't work, then there is some doubt in the consciousness that is giving power to a force other than God, showing that the principle of the law has not been grasped. The commandment, "Have no other gods before me," means just that, to not give power to anything else. We are facing great changes of the law. New Year's Eve, 1930, the old occult law was set aside by the cosmic being known as Victory. The great cosmic being known as Cosmos came forth in August 1939. His coming forth has changed the law's activity and vibration to the earth. When the old occult law was set aside, that moment mankind was released from secrecy. Simple is the law of life. We are dealing with reality, not in abstraction, abstractly, or abstrusely. We are dealing with a definite law. That is life called into action. In order to be free, you must prove the law. You can prove these things to yourself. It is law, and law correctly applied brings results. It is as scientific as your electricity or radio, and will work. When one takes hold of a live wire, it acts regardless of all opinions that it is only a wire and not charged. That is according to the law of electricity. Likewise, are we dealing with the law of life? It has been proven to work by some, even without faith. However, faith is good, and we should have it. It may greatly intensify the action. Experience is the law of life acting to convince you, to make you realize its action. To intellectually know a thing is one thing, but it is another thing when you prove it. Then you become the law. In former times, those who served the light went through limitations because they had only a fragmentary knowledge of the law. There is an inner and outer action of the law. Sometimes the masters speak of the inner, sometimes of the outer action. At the time of Richard the Lionhearted, during those 14 years when he was impelled forth, such a point in the activity of the cosmic law was reached when an activity similar to the one now could have come forth. Through this understanding and activity, much has been accomplished and much avoided which would otherwise have taken place. The application and cooperation of students with the Great White Brotherhood has enabled forces to be handled and adjustments made through human forms instead of through cataclysmic action. Even the transmuting of etheric records, which are sustained by thought and feeling from generation to generation. The accumulation of this eventually results in cataclysmic action, at which time the Great Law permits it to be consumed or transmuted. The masters are trying to avoid as much destruction and to save as many people as possible. Principle. No matter what religion or faith an individual believes in, or what metaphysical or occult teachings he may be following, they all eventually lead to the same vital and focal principle, the knowledge and awareness of the I Am Presence. No one gets into the higher realms and cosmic development except through his own individualized I Am Presence. The unascended masters in India have touched on this principle. They have contact with their I Am Presence, although they may call it by another name. They would not reveal this fact or even speak of it in those terms, but they have made the inner contact and are aware of their own presence. The I Am Presence is the all-pervading principle in life, the most divine activity in the universe. It is the only active principle each one has. It is ever striving for expression to produce perfection through each form. The first principle of life is to love. That is the nature of every individual. Love is the fundamental principle of all creation. I Am is the life principle and intelligence in your body. It is the principle of life expressed through Jesus. Real intelligence is not an activity of the intellect, but comes from the God principle, the flame, I Am, and uses everything constructively. The three principles, faith, hope, and charity, or love, are always active in mankind. The word or words, I Am. I Am is the creative word, the initial word that produced creation and from which all creation springs. The words I Am are the cup, the two cups that carry the power into outer activity. The use of the word I Am denotes individualized being. The word I Am, as spoken in English, releases the energy from God, your own individualized presence, which is your source. That presence is the fountain of energy from which you receive every moment of your life, the energy that keeps you alive. When you say the words, I Am, then you invoke life. To think or speak those words draws life into manifestation. Have you ever thought that you use I am preceding all you do in your daily activities, either in thought, feeling, or spoken word, and that no other person can say or use that expression for you? On awakening in the morning, you think or say before you get up, I am going to get up. I am going to get breakfast. I am going to work, and so on. In everything you do, you use the expression I am. When used, it draws forth and releases more or added energy into your world to perform the act you desire. The expression I am, as used in English, has ever been used all through the ages from the beginning of the world. Although that secret knowledge was lost to the masses, it has always been known and used in the retreats. Jesus said death and life are in the power of the tongue, meaning the use of the word I am. And if you will notice, he preceded his important statements with the word I am. Most people are familiar with these statements. I am the light of the world. I am the light that lighteth every man. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension in the light. I am that I am. Also, the light of the body is the eye, I am. If your eye be single, your body will be filled with light. These statements have lived through the centuries and remained unaltered. They could not be changed. They still carry the same meaning and potency. I am is the so-called lost word. The word itself was not lost, but the inner or real meaning, understanding, use, and power were lost to the consciousness of mankind. When you use I, or a form of it, as me, my, mine, never use a negative word following it. Life is the all, and says I, to denote individualization. An individual says I. Sight, or the I, is the same frequency as the individualized I. The individualized I is when light looks within itself. That is the attribute of sight, or the I. The same as I when it individualizes itself. When you say, I am, that is the first announcing. A newborn baby's first cry or sound means, I am, announcing its individual identity here in the physical realm. Birds and animals do not use or say, I am, because they are not endowed with the power to say, I am. The word I am is recorded in the Grand Teton Retreat in every language of every civilization that has been on the earth. The sound I am is the same tone as used in the first Golden Age.